Can redevelopment bring environmental and economic justice to a community without pushing residents out? That's the aim at Sherman Park, former home of RCA and then GE plants. There used to be 8,000 jobs here.
These huge industrial sites that were employment centers, as they went, you know, you also saw a lot of people leave.
Aaron Shounds is chief policy director with the City of Indianapolis Department of Metropolitan Development. She says the city is prioritizing neighborhood development based on community input.
I think it's really critical for the city to move forward in terms of implementing that vision and being able to marshal the resources that we need.
The RCA plant closed for good in the 1990s. People moved. They followed new jobs. Stores and shops shuttered. The 50-acre vacant RCA site became a magnet for crime. Urban blight moved in, and residents who stayed live with years of declining home values, crumbling infrastructure, and pollution.
The design process that we put...
John Franklin Hay is executive director of the Near East Side Area Renewal, or NEAR. We stand in a parking lot and look out at the site with a view of downtown Indy.
Now every building on the property is torn down. So in 2017, we worked with the EPA for an area-wide planning process. I had over 230 neighbors involved in determining what a reuses would look like.
That collective determined the vacant site should serve a mix of uses, green space and light industrial, commercial and residential. But the cleanup began first.
Along with that goes a real concern for building community and for community justice and environmental justice.
There's a weed-covered mound of illegal dumping in the foreground, grayish and brownish underneath.
What we're looking at out here is what we call Taupe Mountain, and it's all stuff that's been brought here from construction sites.
The city says it will cost an additional $5 million just to clear out Taupe Mountain. And then businesses and more affordable housing can move in. But there are few protections for low-income residents seeking to stay in a redeveloped neighborhood. The city says it wants to prioritize affordable housing, but it hasn't designated how many subsidized units. City Policy Director Aaron Shounds says supporting neighborhood jobs is also a key part of the plan.
We are really trying to prioritize companies that will hire from the neighborhood, that have accessible jobs, especially to individuals who do not have, you know, a bachelor's degree.
Construction is already underway at the first employer for this revitalization project, RecycleForce, a company that recycles old electronics and employs people coming out of the criminal justice system. It plans to move to the new location this year. Things are still bustling at its current location in another Near East Side neighborhood. RecycleForce president Greg Kiesling says he doesn't want to see the Sherman Park redevelopment plan go the way many others have gone.
We really have got to allow the community to catch up so they can stay in their houses or buy their houses or rent, and so they don't continually get moved out because money sweeps in faster than it needs to happen.
He says it's a balancing act between development and displacement.
I have this line, empathy always bends toward power. No matter how hard we try to do things, but we've not tried as hard as we could.
Sherman Park is actually the site where RecycleForce first started recycling electronics a decade ago, making it a self-contained metaphor for the entire effort.
I really think there's this tremendous opportunity for us to do it different this time.
The city owns nearly 40 similar brownfield sites scattered around Marion County in various stages of redevelopment. They all take time and money to heal. Sherman Park started cleanup in 2018 and is scheduled to be completed 5 years. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.